Every minute, hundreds of videos of war are uploaded to social media. Some by civilians, some by perpetrators, and some of these uploads could help bring war criminals to justice. Social media is changing who's providing information about war and how people are consuming it. But it's also providing legally sound evidence for those fighting to bring war criminals to account. So how I investigate is harnessing information shared online to catch criminals. My name's Kamil Ahmed, and I'm a journalist at The Guardian. In Sudan, the RSF, a paramilitary group, have been accused of waging a campaign of ethnic cleansing for the past year. As months of violence have continued, RSF fighters appear to have filmed themselves and posted evidence of their alleged actions on social media. Turning the camera on themselves, burning down houses, torturing detainees, and mocking and threatening ethnic groups. And some of these videos could become evidence for prosecutors at the International Criminal Court, the ICC.
The last 6 months have been a terrible 6 months for the people of Darfur.
This would see something called the Berkeley Protocol being put into action.
Friday marks one of the International Criminal Court's largest setbacks.
In the early 2010s, Berkeley researchers found war crimes cases brought to the ICC were often collapsing almost before they'd begun.
It's a very sad day for the victims of these crimes.
They found this was because too many second-hand accounts from reports and studies, and even the most harrowing first-person accounts, often lacked firm, corroborating detail. Then smartphones changed everything. The rise of social media unleashed a flood of images from war. And lawyers and journalists began investigating how they could use this digital material to corroborate accounts of war crimes. In 2020, they created what are considered the first international guidelines for turning social media posts into evidence. They released a set of rules on how to identify, collect, preserve, verify, and analyze content online in a way they believed could increase its chances of being accepted in court. To be used in a court of law, like the ICC, user-generated content has to include irrefutable evidence of authenticity, proof of things such as the time it was filmed, the place, and the original source. This takes us to 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine. No war before it had ever been so widely shared on social media, and it became the first unofficial case study for the Berkeley Protocol. Ukrainian NGOs and police began using the protocol, and the Prosecutor General endorsed it. From abduction and deportation of children, bombing of hospitals and schools, to evidence of potential mass killings, Ukrainians started documenting everything. In the past, war crime evidence could take years to surface. In the 1990s, a key part of genocide prosecutions in Bosnia was an old videotape of executions in the town of Srebrenica, filmed by the perpetrators themselves. But it took 10 years for those tapes to find their way into the hands of a human rights lawyer. Now, this kind of evidence spreads further, faster, and has become harder to hide. Projects like the Berkeley Protocol are in their infancy. Researchers are still testing the system, and investigators are still relying on traditional investigative methods. But in Sudan, this kind of research could help investigate war crimes, and more importantly, it helps keep a historical record of a war that has seen more than 61,000 deaths in just over a year. As conflicts continue to be documented on social media, the challenge isn't finding evidence, it's proving it's real. And that's where the Berkeley Protocol could change everything. Thank you for watching. If you like this video, make sure to subscribe so you can watch more like it. We'll see you next time.